Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Netflix has about 270 million subscribers worldwide. Do not be surprised if the NFL and Netflix,
oh boy,
get in bed.
Oh man.
For a nice little Christmas Day.
Football games.
Wow.
Let's go conspiracy theory. That's Boomer Esiason. Boomer Esiason saying Netflix for the Christmas Day games. Ready? Let's connect some dots. What did Netflix just air?
The Brady Roast.
A live event.
Yeah.
With NFL stars.
Mm-hmm.
Brady, Belichick, Gronk, Peyton Manning. NFL fans just found their way to Netflix for a big-time live event.
Yep.
This weekend. Is the holdup in the schedule Netflix coming to the table with gobs of money for the NFL to say, we'll take your Christmas games?
Would those still be on the table, though, this late in the ballgame?
I think so.
To buy from the NFL?
Mike Florio, he wrote, the delay in the schedule is probably Christmas. Because it's a Wednesday game now. It's not Sunday or Saturday. It's typical. It's standalone doubleheader on Christmas.
Yeah.
So if you're keeping score at home, you now need CBS, Fox, ABC, NBC, ESPN, ESPN+, Peacock, Amazon, and Netflix. If Netflix does get those Christmas Day games.
Netflix. They've been testing a lot of live content too, right? It's not even just the Brady Roast. They did the Chris Rock special. Wasn't there a Love is Blind thing? Although, didn't that one not work? I don't remember. There was like a failure with it. But whatever. They're getting into the live content business. There have been rumors they want F1 live rights. So, I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted a Christmas game. Everybody wants in, right?
Yeah.
Apple TV, I saw, also was someone that was looking to make a bid on the NFL. They have MLS and baseball, I think, too, maybe. So, all the big streamers, would make sense for this.
We're going to talk with Scott Pianowski, Yahoo Sports, tomorrow at 9 o'clock on, some fantasy stuff. Do you want, I'll give you a choose your own adventure here, fellas.
Okay.
You want a fantasy conversation, or do you want to talk about the worst round of golf I've played in my entire life?
Josh, I think we have to take the worst round of golf.
You could take the fantasy conversation.
I think it's got to be golf.
I feel like we have time for the fantasy conversation.
I mean, the golf thing.
It's the summer.
I'm not going to do worse. So,
you're not going to do worse than, you'll never do worse than what you played?
Yes.
This might be a good confidence booster for me because I had a bad first round of the year. So, I might need a little bit
of he's sounding like there is no worse than what he did.
That's correct. There is it is impossible to have a worse round of golf than I did.
How is that? What does
How
this
is that possible? Okay. Are you familiar with, I'm trying to think all time who this has happened to. Have you ever heard of Mackie Sasser?
No.
Mackie Sasser. You've heard of Chuck Knobloch?
Yeah.
Okay. Mackie Sasser was a catcher for the Mets and probably other teams. At one point, he lost the ability to throw the ball back to the pitcher.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He
lost
had, like,
the ability. Like, he...
The mental block yips. Check it out.
What's his name?
Mackie Sasser.
Okay.
Lost the ability to throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Okay.
Chuck Knobloch had the yips so bad from second base. Had a crazy number of launching it over the first baseman's head. Somewhere along the way, something happens to you mentally where you've lost the ability to do something and you can't figure it out. You found Mackie Sasser's story?
Yeah. Was this like only in one game?
I don't know how long it lasted.
Okay, but it happened.
Yes.
He just couldn't
throw
it back.
He could not get the ball to go to the pitcher. He'd throw it over him.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Like over his head.
Yes.
It's not even like a real throw. It's almost like a flick. That is very strange. You're saying this is what happened to you on the golf course?
Yeah, so let me get to that. Steve Sachs. I'm just getting a text from a buddy, a golfer buddy of mine, Bodge, texting in about Steve Sachs. Yeah, Steve Sachs had this as well. The yips are generally used to describe problems putting. Mm-hmm. I am not a good enough putter to even get the yips. I think I have the yips all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday playing golf, played Clover Bank with my brother-in-law. And let me make this clear. This worst round of my life was no fault of the course, beautiful shape, no fault of the clubs, I've got fine clubs, no fault of the balls I play, no fault of the weather, no fault of... I developed somewhere in my golfing acumen, somewhere in my...
Yeah.
This happened once over the winter. I played in a scramble at the Golf Dome.
Yeah.
And in that, I lost the ability to hit my 60-degree wedge forward. I could not hit it
forward.
Correct. Like if I'm aiming at 40 yards out in front, a chip, I could not get this ball. I'm aiming at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
My 60 degree now goes to between 2 and 3 o'clock. Way over there. Not even close.
Like straight to the right?
Like
kinda.
Looks like this person has never played golf in their life.
Yeah.
That happened that day 30 times. And I've played a lot of golf. I've played golf for 37 years, roughly.
Yeah.
And I can't figure it out. Like, all right, hold on.
Like, you step back, reset, practice swing.
Give me another ball. Hold on.
Yeah.
Put it down. Same thing. All right. This is funny, right, guys? Everybody's having a good laugh. Put another ball down. That happened at the simulator over the winter. Yesterday.
The simulator, by the way, like you're hitting into the wall then.
Well,
this
would have been Whirly, where there's the big driving range.
Okay.
And I kind of forgot about it until yesterday. Yesterday, it happened again. First once with my 60.
Yeah.
Then a couple times, once with my 56. And this virus is creeping up all the way up my irons. Joe, I could not hit an iron of any kind for 15 holes.
When you say can't hit, though, like, are you at least getting it in the air?
No, not really. I'm playing a 150-yard par 3 over a creek, and there's trees and woods to the right that are not in play. I put 4 balls into those trees. Not in play.
Did you, like, even try to overcompensate, like, the other side?
I tried everything.
Everything?
It was almost as if it felt so crazy. It felt like I was on a reality television show, like, what's the prankster show on True TV?
Oh, Impractical Jokers?
It felt like
I
had been invaded by Impractical Jokers, and they had a series of remote control golf balls that they could fly in a direction that made no sense to my own ability.
Yeah.
Like, let's see how long it is before he throws his clubs in a lake. That's what it felt like. My brother-in-law, if you asked him, his word after the round, we had a bite to eat, and I was telling, you know, folks at the restaurant about it, and his words were, I've never seen anything like it.
His words were
his
that.
His explanation. I've never seen anything like it.
That's not usually how you want your golf game evaluated, I think, after a round by someone else.
No, unless it's a great shot. You know, you hit a bird and it goes in the hole. This was...
Right.
I mean, unbelievable.
Wow.
And it is...
Did you get it back by the end of the round?
No.
You ended the round that way?
I ended the round. This is true. I ended the round punching a 3-wood up the fairway because I could not hit an iron.
I mean, at that point, I almost want to just walk away and not even, like, punt. Like, I'm playing old man golf at that point. Yeah. Like, hitting the ball oldest, along the ground.
The oldest man golf.
Yeah.
I can hit an 8-iron. Not yesterday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I can hit a 50-degree, you know, I can chip. Hold on, this is an easy one. This is a little bump and run chip. Nope. Off to the right.
Did you think about, if it's going straight to the right, did you think about aiming like as far left as humanly, like sideways?
It was so far right and so far turned off that if I had done that, I would have been asked to leave the course.
Because you're literally aiming at the guy straight on the left.
I'm not talking about, oh, you blocked it a little bit. Oh, you sliced it a little bit.
It's like coming this out was, straight
this
right.
This was an unplayable swing problem that manifested itself in my own golf game.
Wow.
And it got so bad that this is the worst part. I would hit a good drive, middle of the fairway, like, oh man, smoked it, good drive. Take two steps off the tee box, and I would immediately think, I don't know what I'm going to do with that ball now. And I'm nervous. And I was mentally, it's in my head, I'm like, I got a problem.
Yeah.
Now,
sounds like it.
You might think, what about going to the range after the round? I couldn't bring myself to do it because if I had gone to the range after the round and hit the ball straight, I would have really messed up my brain. Imagine that I have the ability to, on the range, hit the ball as intended, but out on the golf course, I cannot.
Yeah.
And it's important for me to say, like,
you're going
to
get into a mental pretzel if you do that.
We all miss shots. I'm not talking about the normal bad shots. I'm talking about if I had kept my score, I had to stop scoring the round. It would have been.
Yeah, well, what would it have been?
130. Jeez. Easy.
130.
I could not get the. If I was 150 yards out in the fairway, do you know how many iron shots it would have taken me to get on the green? Like four. Four.
When did this start happening in the round? Like back nine?
It happened on the first hole.
The first? You played the whole round with this?
Yes.
How did you even make it through the round? Like, how long did that take?
The round is like, you know, 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Okay, so you still made it through quickly.
But I'm playing with my brother-in-law. I don't want to tell him, like, we have to leave. Like, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to be a mad golfer.
Right.
But I've never experienced a mental, if you want to call it a breakdown, like that in my life.
Wow.
On something. Trying to explain to people that don't golf. This would be like if you
This is
you forgot how to use the gas pedal.
Yeah.
Crippling on the course.
This happened. Didn't it happen with who was the first overall pick in the NBA that like he got the yips shooting and like forgot how to shoot, or like he couldn't shoot anymore. Was it Markelle Fultz? You remember that?
Maybe there's can't make shots, and then there's
no. This was like
picture if Markelle Fultz is at the top of the key about to shoot a 3-pointer and he shot it to the bench. That's how bad the misses were.
Yeah.
Curtis in Niagara Falls on some yips. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, what's up, Jeremy? How you been, man?
Better.
Yeah, right. Hey, I know when you said the Chuck Knobloch, I remember that, but there was a pitcher that happened too. And like,
yes,
they showed it on the national news. And
Rick Ankiel. It's Rick Ankiel. Rick Ankiel could not complete a pitch out, right? Like, that was the thing. When he was trying to intentionally walk batters, he would throw it to the backstop.
It was going, there was some that was going like almost into the stands. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure if it was that season or the next season, he came back and just started hitting home runs. Back to back to back to back home runs. I was just trying to Google it when I was on hold.
Yeah.
I remember that story.
Yeah. Thank you. Rick Ankiel, another one.
I've done martial arts like since I was 16. And the pattern, some days you do the same pattern, over kata, as they call it, but in Taekwondo, we call them him. The same ones over and over and over. And this is one particular pattern. You do like your hands is in one block. You jump, you do a 360, and you go into another block. I don't know how many times it's that pattern. And for a week, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I was falling down or doing instead of a whole 360, a 180. My instructor chewed me out, threatened to kick the crap out of me. And then all of a sudden, maybe that inspired me. But then all of a sudden, after a week, I got it back. It's the weirdest thing, man.
Yeah. I've never – thanks, Curtis. I know what you're talking about, like with forms in Taekwondo. I have a little experience with it. I took Taekwondo for several years, and I know like those routines you're talking about. Yeah. Complete.
Yeah.
I'm almost glad it happened because it was such a strange experience. Quickly, Tom in a cell. Hey, Tom.
Hey. So, hey, Jeremy. This is hilarious. This exact same thing happened to me years ago at a club championship. I was on the driving range. And all of a sudden, out of left field, everything went directly to the right. And that's what they define as a shank, when the ball comes off like the bottom heel of the club.
Yeah.
And for me, it was paralyzing. I couldn't even get through the round. So what I found is that a pro came out and said, hey, look, you got to keep your right elbow tucked in as you come down through the swing.
Yep.
And that sort of fixed it. But it was mentally paralyzing for for the next 3 months. So I know where you're coming from. You're not alone.
Thank you. Yeah, so I texted a buddy that gives lessons. I'm like, can you fix this via text? And he said exactly what you did, and it didn't fix it. Not because he was wrong, but just, like, it was so – once you're that far inside your head –
there's no
like,
coming back.
Okay, I'm gonna do this. And the most maddening thing about golf, Joe, is you spend your entire life trying to master the art of repeating a swing. And here I am on the golf course yesterday, desperately trying to not repeat the same swing.
Right, do something completely different.
And I can't not do it.
Shouldn't you feel lucky, though, that like you're just playing the two of you with your brother-in-law?
Yes.
Like he mentions there, the caller, forgive me for getting the name.
Club championship. Yeah,
Curtis. Curtis, club championship. Like you could have been in a... If you had that day,
absolutely.
I'm just saying there are a lot of different days where you could have had that problem, and it would have been a lot more embarrassing.
A worse scenario is 4 years ago when I played around with Don Granato. Imagine your first impression of a person is watching them hit this shot 60 times,
or playing with Dawson Knox. I played with the Bills media tournament.
You and I did that. I played with Tage last year. I would have left. Sorry.
Then you would have left?
I would have left. I can't subject you or me to this humiliation.
You might like fake an injury at that point.
Yes.
I hit my elbow.
Right. On the third one, like, I think I broke my wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Have a good
time. Like, something's wrong with my arm here. I don't know what's happening.
Have a good time, everybody.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, because you couldn't go through a whole day with someone like that.
Yeah.
Or a tournament setting.
I appreciate anyone writing in, like, you were probably doing this. Like, trust me. I take lessons. I try to hone my craft. I spent the off season playing more than ever, and you know things are good. Things are fine, except yesterday. Like what on earth?
Yeah. Like the only thing that would have helped you, it sounds like, would have been the little flash thing from Men in Black.
Yeah.
That's it. Someone puts the sunglasses on and you just forget everything.
So the good news is, if you ever ask me, hey, do you know when your best round of golf of life was? Like, yeah, I got a couple of nominees for that. But if you ask me my worst,
you now definitively know?
May 7, 2024, without a doubt.
Well, now I'm interested to see how your next round goes.
Oh, I'm terrified of it already.
I was going to say.
Terrified.
Because if it persists,
all of a sudden,
you've got big problems.
The easiest wide open 57-yard chip, I might as well be trying to carry 200 over water. I'm so nervous.
Maybe you're good at this, and you'll forget about it right away. I wonder how many rounds it will take you to forget about it.
My life. It'll take my life to forget about it.
Because you're walking up to, 57, you're right in the middle of the fairway, and as you're lining up your shot, the only thing in your head is yesterday.
But it's not just the 56th degree. It was all the way down to the 6-iron. It crept all the way up the lineup.
But it wasn't above 6?
No, I could hit a driver. I could hit a five. I could hit.
I didn't
really hit many fives because I was just,
You should have just hit driver off the deck all day. See how that went.
It was a mess. Thank you for your support out there, everyone. 803-0550, Extendo Sports, and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.